so the first year we did this show, it was in Chicago. It was only in Chicago. The first show we ever had, we had this comedian named Beth Stelling on the show. Beth Stelling went on to do Conan this year. She's very funny. Buy her record. It's called Sweet Beth. She's very funny. The next show, we had this guy named Junior Stopka do the show. Junior Stopka is currently opening up for Doug Stanhope. I've never seen a man smoke more while making Polish sausage. He's very, very talented. We had this guy named James Fritz on the show. James Fritz taught me about alcoholism and how to live like a homeless man and succeed in life. It was a fantastic year. While I was doing that, I was a doorman. I was a doorman at a bar. I would say a bouncer, but we weren't the kind of bar that bounced anybody. We did not have dance music. We did not attract people that had dance music. We did not have the kind of people that wear cardigans and go to, I want to go to the dance part. I want to go to the dance part. I just want to dance every Friday night. I got to dance. But I want to dance and not come in a lady because I'm really good at dancing. I didn't bartend at that kind of bar. I just kind of bartended at the bar where you just drink and try to kill yourself. That was the first year of the show. I blame my mom for everything. I didn't know who I was. I still really don't know who I am. But I blame my mom for a lot of stuff. That's dumb. That's silly. I'm almost 30. That's absurd. You should never listen to the doorman ever. If he asks you for your ID, go to a different bar. Do you look underage? No. Why are you hanging out at the doorman? It doesn't make any sense. So that was the first year of the talk show. Me just hanging out with future successful comics, sitting at a door, reading philosophy books. Who reads philosophy books unless you're a philosophy? Who is a philosophy student? That's just silly. That's a silly thing. Why would you do that? Why would you ever hate your mother or be a philosophy student? So I started a talk show. Used to smoke a lot of cigarettes. Now I smoke a medium amount of cigarettes. That's okay. It's not okay. There was a big, story this week that's, shocking! It was, smoking kills your brain cells. I know. That's why I started smoking. I started smoking because I was in a band. And I like looking cool in front of girls. That's right. And you know what, guys that smoke cigarettes? You do fucking look cool in front of girls. Like attracts like. I attracted the best possible woman, and I won. I still smoke cigarettes. I know, it's worth it. How you doing, Kelsey? You back there still waving. Good. She didn't leave, and she's sitting through this. I won. You can't hurt me. I'm like Eminem. Second year, we started traveling. We started doing the show in other cities. We did it in New York City. It's a city. It's not the worst. It's not the best. It's just a city. It's like Paris, 1919. I did a talk show in Paris in 1919. It was cool. I can't think of one person that was alive in 19... I don't know who the... Was that Woodrow Wilson? Was that Wilson? Was that Woodrow Wilson? Was he... Paris, 1919. He was the president, Woodrow Wilson? No? I don't know. It was mostly just like this. It was exactly like this. I listened to a lot of Smash Mouth in my second year of the show. Felt like an all-star. Dyed my tips. Second year, we had a lot of good musical acts on the show. My good friend Daniel Knox played the show. He's going to be at the Kennedy Center next month. I agree completely. We had this band called Pearl and the Beard on the show. They're great. They are. They're going to be on All Songs Considered this week. I did that. Me. I did. They play my talk show. You get to go on Conan and All Songs Considered. It was cool. This year, the third year of the show, more travel, more screaming at people that don't know what the fuck is going on. And that's my problem. I didn't hand out enough posters. That's the issue. Here, you could have a poster. There you go. You want another poster? Posters tell us what to do. Here we go. Have some posters. Hi, how you doing? So, third year is about posters, really, you know? We live in a digital age. Do you want a poster? Are you just raising your hand back there just because? Here, let's pass some posters back, everybody. Take one and pass it back. Take one and pass it back, everybody. Take one and pass it back. Third year's been good. We actually went to Philadelphia. Why? Really? Why are you... It's not a bad place, but it's not a place you live for a reason. There's a lot of racism. But with racism comes, really good, cheap, delicious food. So you have Bloom Bars next door. Not racist. Beautiful. Cornucopia of all the arts. No good food. South Philly, I went to the most racist cheesesteak place that made for a great breakfast the next day. Was it worth it? Was the trip to Philadelphia worth it? Probably not. Probably. We had a good show. Genuinely, we had a really good show. We had a decent crowd. Everyone wanted to be there. It's not a knock on you. You guys are delightful. We had the best... We had. I agree. That's why I said it in no microphone. We had possibly the greatest house band in the history of music slash the world. Art's been changed forever. We had this band that I had never met before. It's this band called Butterfly with Bullet Wings. Butterfly with Bullet Wings, like... For the past 48 hours, I've just been, like, questioning, like, why am I doing this? Tonight is strengthening that opinion. But that's okay. Like, that's you have to consistently question why you do anything. And I figured it out on Wednesday night in Philadelphia. That phrase has never been uttered before. I figured it out Wednesday night in Philadelphia. But I really did figure it out. It's like... regardless of what happens tonight, regardless of who pays attention and who, like, hates me, I don't care. Like, I'm so happy to be here. This is not a joke. I'm really happy to be here because, like, no matter what happens, like, I'll say something horribly sexist or racist or whatever. I probably won't. That was year two. That was really year... Oh, that was a good year for racism, year two. That's the sequel to the movie, year one. It's just Jack Black telling racist jokes. This year is it's been a really good year for the show. I've met a lot of great people, and they're on the show tonight, and I'm really happy to be here. And, like, yeah, I'm not exactly where I wanted to be at 29, but where I wanted to be at 24, at 29, was just, like, not dead and not having a weird sad dick. And I don't have a weird, sad dick. And you can't take that away from me unless you, like, stomp on my dick, which might happen tonight. But I really do. I like my life. I like my sick cat named Daisy. Daisy cost us $400 two days ago, right before our trip to Philadelphia. Please give me all the money you've ever made because cats die of leukemia. She's very cute. And I have a beautiful house band. I have possibly the second best house band you could ever have behind Butterfly with Bullet Wings.
What's your name? Nightrockers.
Nightrockers. These guys behind me, I mean, one of these guys just got married. I know. Give it up for Nathan. He just got married. It's delightful. The other guy is, like, exploring his sexuality. It's really cool, guys. It's really, like... Just, yeah, be supportive. This is an LGBTQ-friendly space, man. We're, like, it's really important for us to be here together tonight.
Night Ranger? Rockers.
Without further ado, let's get this show on the road, guys. I mean, you can't drive 55 all the time. Put your hands together for the Night Rockers, everybody. Guys, sometimes you lose yourself. Whenever I'm with our first guest, I lose myself in comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Adam Friedland. Adam Friedland, everybody. Adam is an absolutely fantastic, funny person in the Washington, D.C. scene. He recites the movie Funny People. It's a very good night. I wanted Adam on the show because Adam might be the most important person of the last year of You, Me, Them, Everybody. He's just consistently brought really great stuff to the show, and he had a special thing planned for tonight. Adam, you said you had a special thing planned for tonight?
Yeah, Brant. Hi.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I had a good day today.
What did you do today?
I did. I woke up. I did a morning bowel movement.
That's the best time to have one.
Went on the bus to work. I did. I read about Fiscal Cliff on the bus.
Okay.
And then I went to work. It was a pretty okay day. And then I took the bus here, and now now I'm here at your show.
Okay, but like you said, you had something like special planned. Not that I'm not saying that like bowel movements and bus rides aren't special, but why did you want to come here tonight?
That's right, Brandon. We have a night of 1,000 stars. We got Michael Foody. We have Jamal Johnson, and we have Sarah Armour, and the stars are out tonight.
Why did you want to be on the show, though?
You see, when you have a special night like this, you got your birthday, you got your...
Okay, Adam, why did you want to do the show tonight? Like, I know why we're doing the show, but why did you specifically want to do the show? What do you have planned for these kind people?
I lost my voice, Brandon! I lost my voice! I have no voice anymore! I try to tell a joke, I fucking stammer! I stammer!
You haven't stammered yet.
Because I'm not doing a joke!
Well, tell a joke!
Okay.
Finish the joke.
Why did it cross the road? To get to the other side! Brandon, I have no voice. Brandon, it's a catastrophe.
I'm really... Okay.
Brandon, I don't know what I'm going to do with the rest of my life. I really put all my eggs in this basket, and I don't have many eggs. Brandon, I know your methods are a little bit, you know, are a little bit weird. But I need you to help me find my voice.
You want me to help you find your voice?
Yeah, I know that you've helped people like this before
in
the past.
I have.
And I know that, you know, a comedian used to just have to wear a uniform and then the whole country would just be happy.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you have the radio.
You got the podcast.
Okay, and a comedian can talk to people in any place.
That's true.
So I need to learn how to talk, and talking is very important for a comedian.
It might be the most important thing.
It could be.
Okay, so you want me to help you find your voice?
Yes, I need you to teach me your methods to find my voice.
Okay, stand up. Okay, so start the joke again.
Why did the...
Okay, why are you choking when I hold you?
Why did the...
Okay, when I hold you, stop stammering, okay?
Okay.
Go.
Why did the...
Okay, that's a start. That's a good start.
Brandon, it's not working. Your methods aren't working.
Hold on here. Okay, we can fix this.
I need better methods. I need crazier methods, Brandon.
Okay. You need crazier... Okay, what if there's a reward system? What if we set up a reward system? Like, every time you tell a successful joke and people laugh, you get rewarded.
Like a Pavlovian dog.
Like a Pavlovian dog. Do you like dogs?
I like dogs. I like cats. I have a cat named Tupac.
See, that was funny because it's true. And comedy
but
is found...
it's not stand-up. It's not... You know how I like to tell jokes, Brandon? What did I do? What's happening? What are the things I observe? You know, these are the jokes that I like to tell, and I just can't get them out anymore.
Okay, why did you name your cat Tupac?
Because he's a rapper.
So you like music?
Yeah, I like music.
Well, why don't you try to sing a joke?
Oh, okay. Hey, Night Rockers, what kind of jams do you have on this system?
Night Rockers, jams, system, go. Okay, this is a famous song. This is a song about how it's cool to be a white racist. Could you joke along to this song? All right, go ahead.
So Chris Brown was in the news this week. Did you hear that? Did you see that in the news this week? It's a current thing that's happening. His name is Brown, and he talks about poop.
Okay, stop. How do you think that went?
I think that went well.
Sit down. You honestly think that went well?
Yeah, Chris Brown was in the news this
but
week.
You didn't add anything to that. You just said someone's name over and over to the tune of Sweet Home Alabama.
But that's what comedy is.
That's not comedy. Why do you want to do this? What makes you really want to do this? What gives you a fire in your belly?
Because I have a voice, goddammit!
So what? Oh, wait. You have a voice.
I have a voice.
You have a voice. And your voice says Chris Brown is in the news this week. That's all your voice does.
It's current. It's happening. It's hip, Brandon. I write this. I write from the hip. I don't.
You didn't write anything. You just said a name.
I don't censor myself.
Adam, why are you doing this? Like, you didn't say anything to censor.
I'm doing this because I want people to like me, Brandon.
So what? Then buy cupcakes, shake hands, kiss babies, do that stuff.
Brandon, I contribute nothing to society.
Well, not with this bullshit. What the fuck, man? Like, you are my favorite. Do you know what I said in the press today about you?
What did you say?
You know what I said? In quotes. Jesus, I'm really fucking disappointed in you. Like, I think the funniest guy in this city is on my show. He says, referring to Friedland, who is 24 and starting a Wednesday evening series at the Wonderland Ballroom. That's why he's on my show, and I've had everyone decent on my show. I've had over 50 DC comics, and you're my favorite, and this is the kind of shit that you produce.
Brandon, you asked me to put a bit together an hour before the show.
You knew about this show for weeks.
You didn't want to do a bit together. You wanted to do a bit together. So I came up with this King's Speech bit.
You're doing that movie's 2 years old.
But it's relatable.
How is it relatable? No one's royalty. No one's a king. It's the wrong country. You're also 60 years too late.
What should I do?
Well, one, not do King's Speech bits. Two, stop ripping off a character that South Park has been doing for 10 years.
I know, I realized that while I was doing it, yeah.
All right, here, how about this? Could you have one more joke? I'll give you one more chance.
Yeah.
Okay, are you ready to do it?
We'll
start anew, I'll have the band play again.
Yeah.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the funniest person in D.C., Adam Friedland.
For the second time in the lives of most of us, we are at war. Thank you.
Adam Friedland, everybody! That's how you do it! Coming to the stage is my favorite stand-up in D.C. I've written about him a lot. He's on the show a lot. And I haven't had dinner yet. So he's going to do stand-up until I'm done eating dinner. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the very funny Michael Foody. Play him on, gentlemen!
Thank you all so very much. It's wonderful to be here. I love it. I love it with all my heart. I was making love to a beautiful woman earlier in this week. It was intensely erotic, moving in and out of her body, with every thrust coming closer to ecstasy. I was about ready to explode 2 minutes in. And I'm like, whoa, that's entirely too early to explode. I better try and slow things down. So I started doing some math problems in my head to make my blast more purloined, right? But it had the opposite effect. doing math problems in my head made me come pretty much instantly. And that's how I learned I had autism. Thank you. Everyone, I love eating pussy. My favorite part about eating pussy is that when you're done eating pussy, there's the same amount of pussy there as when you started. That's not the way it normally works with any other type of eating. It's great. Sometimes a man will kill his wife. And when he's on trial for killing his wife, he'll be like, "The devil told me to do it." And I guess he expects us to say, "Oh, in that case." But why are you listening to the devil? That's the last person you should be listening to. Maybe if it wasn't like something important, if you were trying on outfits and you're like, "Does this look good?" And the devil would be like, "Yeah." And you'd be like, "All right." But not for killing your wife. Also, why hasn't the devil heard of reverse psychology? Thank you. So, everyone, it's canning when you put stuff in jars, but it's jarring when you see your dad fuck a dog. Thank you. I've been Michael Foote.
Michael Foote, everybody, sit down.
Hey.
Would you like any sardines, bread, or wine?
No, thank you.
All right. That was kind of a weird dream I've always had. I've always wanted to host a show while eating a meal that I've only eaten in the dark alone, because it's sardines and wine, in front of people, and have them watch me do it while I laugh at funny jokes.
Okay, that's a dream that came true.
Thanks, man.
You should have picked something else, though.
To eat?
Your wildest fantasy could have been reality.
That was my wildest fantasy.
You better get some new fantasies, Buster.
One of the reasons why you're on the show, besides being very funny, is you are an excellent gift giver.
Oh, I'm very thoughtful.
And
yes.
It's the holiday season, so Michael Foote is on the show to give us some holiday gift-giving tips.
One tip for you: gold.
Gold! Okay, that's a good tip.
The U.S. dollar is going through the floor.
That is true.
With this tax and spend policy, forget it. America is on a downward slope.
That is true.
This fiat currency and the Jew bankers, buy gold. Protect yourself from Obama's reckless ways.
Now, that's a good fact, but here's an issue I have with that statement. What if I'm a Jew banker? What do I get for a gift?
If you're a Jew banker, don't even worry about it. Because you don't celebrate Christmas, and Hanukkah's for children.
Hanukkah's for... See, that's good. Okay, now, what if you're an atheist? You don't celebrate Christmas, but you still want to get a seasonal gift.
Okay, I would give an alarm clock, because it's time to wake up, America.
That is true.
Obama is taking our country straight to the toilet.
Now, for the politically active and aware citizen that understands that Obama's doing stuff, what's the one piece of advice do you have? If you're a red state gift giver and you can't afford gold, what's there to give?
Well, ammunition is very affordable, and it's only a matter of time before the government and their black helicopters comes to take away America's Second Amendment. And you know what? They can do it through my cold, dead hands. I'm not going down without a fight.
Now, since you're not going down without a fight, how are you prepared for this fight?
Canned food.
Canned food. That's a good gift. Is that a good gift, or is that just for the self, like personally?
Honestly, I think that canned food is such a personal thing that I wouldn't give it to other people.
Okay.
Not everyone loves Hormel brand chili as much as I do.
What? How do you like to prepare your Hormel brand chili?
I like to eat it straight from the can, cold.
Cold. Why do you like it cold instead of hot?
Saves time.
Does save time. That does save time. So what, do you have any other gift-giving advice? We got four tips, Eddie. Could we get one more?
I would say rubies are an excellent gift.
Rubies.
For exactly the same reason as gold.
That's fair. Got any plugs?
No.
That's cool.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the funniest stand-up in Washington, D.C.
Thank you.
Michael Foody. Fucking chimes. Chimes, for those of you that don't know, is the musical equivalent of gold. Coming to the stage is one of the standouts. Please stop. One of the standouts on the holiday album that we just recorded. It's called Holiday-ish 2. It's available now. It's free! She's very funny. This is her second show of the night. Please put your hands together. For Sarah Armour, everybody. Sarah!
Yay!
Okay.
Yay!
New segment on the show. Sarah gives advice. This is how you submit your question. Text me your question. Most of you have my number. If you don't, ask Andrew Bucket. Do you have my number? All right, cool. Text me questions. Ban, I'm looking at you. I'm going to start with the first question.
Wait, I have a piece of advice.
Yes, you have to give the advice.
I wanted to give you advice that you should celebrate your birthday with joy.
Oh. Wait, how did you get everyone to be quiet? What the fuck?
I am... I have a vagina, so it's easier for me.
Is it really?
It is, yeah.
Wow.
But I brought you snowflake. Make your own snowflake cookies.
Aww.
Because I listened to your podcast yesterday, and you were a little negative Nancy about your birthday, and I wanted you to have some fun.
Thank you.
And I made you some cookies. So you can... Look, guys. They're create your own snowflake cookies, because everyone has a different story and a different snowflake. And Brandon, I just want you to know that...
Would you like some sardines and bread?
That's literally the last thing I want.
All right.
That's like... That smells like cat food. But no judges, because we don't judge.
Wait, that's a new thing. Why don't we judge? That's all I've been doing for 3 years.
I understand that, based on your podcast and your personality, but we don't judge because we're all fucked up. So we all got our shit, guys. We all are our own snowflakes.
But you need to give advice.
I'm ready.
All right, first question is from the very talented Reggie Malbro. Reggie has a show here at the Looking Glass Lounge.
Thank you for your question, Reggie.
Who let the dogs out? That's a good question.
That is a good question. Who let the dogs
Mitt
out?
Mitt Romney asked it to America.
I believe the person that let the dogs out was someone who was crying out for attention and wanting somebody to bring the dogs back to them. Maybe some kind of a Prince Charming scenario is what I would probably assume.
So I might have let the dogs out.
And you wanted somebody to return them to you and bring you, maybe have like a meet cute. It would have been someone who needed some attention and wanted somebody to...
That's a fair question. That's a good
Thank
answer,
you.
Actually. That
Thank
was actually
you.
Reasonable. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Reggie.
Thank you, guys.
Next question is from warm-up comic Ruth Rasby. What is lame sauce?
Lame sauce is... It's the ooze that seeps out of your pores when you're acting like a bitch-ass motherfucker. So sometimes it's shinier than others. You'll see people powdering sometimes. They think it's sweat or grease. It's actually lame sauce. And it's oozing out of them.
All right. Next question comes from Ian.
Ian.
Ian is recently married, so this question is kind of controversial. Here's the question.
All right.
How do I live without you? I want to know. There you go.
You don't have to, Ian.
It's good. Our next question comes from our drummer, Nathan. Can I eat one of these cupcakes next to me?
Are those cupcakes?
Yes.
Whose cupcakes are they?
They're mine, I guess.
Brandon, how would you feel about Nathan eating one
of
these cupcakes?
Well, this is your segment.
Okay, here's what I would say. I would say eat them until you're full, but listen to your body. Because oftentimes...
Wait. He's like really high right now.
Then you should absolutely eat the cupcakes.
Okay, good.
But give yourself 20 minutes after you eat about five. Because oftentimes I find that especially after I've been smoking the good reefer, that I overeat a little bit, and then I have explosive poops. And so listen to your body would be my advice.
That's just good life lesson.
Enjoy every bite. Savor, eat. Don't stop. See, you're already stuffing it in. Finish chewing first. Finish chewing. This is not a race. Very good. We're not judging you. We're helping you. When you're done chewing and swallowing and saying, thank you, universe, for that good cupcake, you can have another.
Wait. Here's why I don't like Nathan eating. You just said, thank the universe for the cupcakes. That's the perfect time to play some chimes, and he's too busy stuffing his face.
Nathan, if you're going to eat the cupcakes, you need to be able to multitask as well.
That's better advice.
You have a job here. Don't fuck this up, or you're going to be oozing lame sauce for the rest of the night.
Callbacks, ladies and gentlemen. Next question.
Next question.
I brought this vibrator for someone special in the audience. Here's the question. Who deserves the vibrator?
I do.
There you go. Sarah Armour just won a vibrator, everybody.
I want to say something about the universe. The universe provides. Okay, I went on a business trip last week, and I had an expensive vibrator that I left in the hotel room, and I've been journaling all day to figure out whether or not I should call the hotel and ask if they found something special. Because it was really expensive. But I'm covered in shame. I don't want to ask. It was in like a silk satchel and it's giant and purple. And this, I was like, how am I going to afford another vibrator? And this was just, oh, the universe provides.
Was that planned in any way?
No.
I know.
I visualized it.
I've been carrying that around with me all night. Right before this, I was at the British Embassy and they had to search my bag. I just smiled and made eye contact. Like,
oh my God.
Could have been for my butts.
I went on a trip once. I went on a trip once. The only purpose of the trip, I traded butt sex for a trip to the Caribbean, and so I didn't know about the new laws in the airport, and I brought like the most giant KY jelly you've ever seen, and the woman's like, "You can't bring this," and I'm like, "What if they don't have it there?"
Did they have it there?
They didn't, but they had a whole lot of wine, and. And tissues.
I don't got tissues, but maybe these two belong together.
I think they do, although...
No, this one's for me. Okay. This next question comes from the very talented Valerie Pascal. Are the Mayans right? Will we all die next month?
I don't live in the future, Valerie. And you all shouldn't either. In this moment, we have everything. And I hope you have an abundant rest of the evening.
Final question. I don't know who this is from. My friends want me to do meth. They are cool. Help. I'm also 12 and want to fit in.
What kind of a family support system do you have is what I would ask.
I'm going to assume none.
I mean, you know, it just depends on who you want to be. I mean, I think if you can try meth and have a cool story, but have somebody to help you get out of it, you're an interesting person.
Wait, can you try meth and still have a story?
I'll tell you, you can. I watch a lot of Intervention, and I know for a fact that sometimes people come out okay. So,
what's the average on that?
Well, I mean, I don't watch that much. I would say it's probably 1 in 5 if I had
to
guess.
Oh, like a 20% chance you're going to end up?
I would say 20% that you're going to be okay.
That's really good
odds. But you need to have a strong family support system.
Well, those seem counterintuitive. Like, that's not really...
You never know, Brandon.
That's true.
The universe provides.
I didn't know you were a hippie.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Read a lot of self-help shit. Can you tell?
Well, that was good. I thought that was a good segment. What do you think? Let's observe and...
I thought it was good.
Yeah?
Truth be told, a lot of these weren't questions.
Those are all questions.
No, some of them weren't. Like, some of them were like...
Give me one that wasn't a question.
Like... Okay, like, who let the dogs
out?
That's
a question.
That's a question, but that's not like, what could they... It's like, I have to be like, oh, create an answer. Like, I'm ready to connect with people on a real level. And if you don't want to ask me your real fucking questions...
Next time.
Ask me your bullshit questions like I don't have a brain. Or some good advice. I'm just kidding.
Will you come back next week?
Every week.
I'll give you another dildo. Or vibrator, I'm sorry. I'll give you another vibrator.
Maybe something just like a little different, because now this has been... Think about what else I might need.
Well, think... But now, think of it like a one and done. You have like the most expensive vibrator habit in the world. Like, just one and done.
This is thrilling.
Yeah, isn't it?
This is thrilling.
Physically and emotionally.
This is also like a name brand one. This
it's
is a
Trojan.
Vibrating pulse Trojan.
Yeah.
Mine was like a... mine was like a different... It was like an only vibrator brand, but this is great.
Why not? That seems like something you should invest in. Like, if you're going to do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it was like $150 vibrator.
Oh, really?
That's why I was like, should I call? Like, and it was in like a sack. Like, I have like a special sash for it and everything.
Well, everyone does.
A special one. I didn't used to. I used to have like.
You mean satchel or sash? Like you were Miss America.
Wear it around me.
Yeah.
A satchel, like a coin purse.
The
giant.
Chewbacca of dildo vibrators. Well, you're very funny.
Thank you all.
You got any plugs? You're going to be at?
I don't know.
Either.
Go to my website.
What's your website?
SarahArmor.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for the physically satisfied Sarah Armor. One of the most exciting people we've had on the show in the past year is here tonight. He closes out the holiday album with the longest track. It's almost 10 minutes long. It's amazing. And he's currently doing crowd work, just greeting everyone like a good politician. I don't know. He looks both rich and homeless at the exact same time. Are you wearing sweatpants? Those are chinos? Yeah, they look like sweatpants. I know that they're chinos. It's very okay. Coming to the stage, please put your hands together for Jamel Johnson, everybody. Hey, Jamel.
What's going on, man?
You want any sardines and bread?
Nah.
What's wrong with you people? This is delicious.
Are those some shortbread cookies, though? We can talk
this is my birthday gift. You want
all
it?
Right, no. You said birthday already. It's good.
No, you can have it.
I'll take a cookie.
There you go. Put frosting on the cookie.
All right, hold on.
How often
I'll just eat it off the table.
How often does a woman yell at you to put frosting on it?
You'd be surprised how biweekly that is.
That's a really good average. Oh, you want a cupcake too? He's got to talk. Stop handing food to the guests. There's sprinkles. Thank you, Sarah.
If I was to ever get Letterman, I would just want to just sit on the couch and just eat snacks.
Isn't it great?
The whole time.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Jamel's on the show because I need advice. Jamel, how old are you?
I am 25 years old.
25.
Sir.
You're a different generation than me. You're the younger generation. I have to learn from you, Jamel.
How old are you?
I turned 30 at midnight.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? We watched the same Ninja Turtles, dog.
No, I never... See, that's actually before me, and you watched it as like a retro thing to do.
Yeah.
I was right in that middle, like it wasn't really for me.
I was a little 8-year-old hipster watching Ninja Turtles.
Now, you're on the show because one of my favorite jokes of yours deals with Mortal Kombat.
Right on.
Okay. Now, you say that the hardest tickets in the world to get
was Mortal Kombat.
Are for Mortal Kombat,
yeah.
Which I think is true. Mm-hmm. Now, you use all these video game references. Your Facebook page looked like MySpace vomit on it.
Yeah.
Your Twitter feed is brilliant.
Thank you.
How do I connect with the youth? I'm losing my edge. What do I need to do?
This is what you got to do, ma'am. You just got to use the word hoes and everything.
Now, last year I called Michelle Bachman the C word and got in a lot of trouble.
Now, if you called her a hoe, you'd have probably got more love than that.
Now, that's true. Do you think women will be offended by a guy like me calling people hoes?
Not at all. I think they're going to think it's cute and adorable.
How often do you think women think I'm cute and or adorable?
Well, right now, you're looking pretty svelte, my man.
How high are you, though? 1 to 10.
I'm not very. You would think more high because I'm eating cupcakes in an interview, but I'm actually not that high right now.
All right. Well, besides saying ho to women, you could actually have that. I'll kill some time. It's a mini cupcake. It doesn't take that long. Besides the Mortal Kombat stuff, like you're able to take the bus for 2 hours to do an open mic, like that shows a lot of class.
I'm a Renaissance man.
Yeah, I just want to kill time. Okay, so I need more advice. I need actual concrete advice.
Like, that's concrete advice, man.
Calling women hoes?
That is, dude. My Twitter feed is hoes all day. Hoes do this. Hoes do that. Hoes are so. Hoes make me cry. Hoes make me happy. That's my whole Twitter. You gotta, like, just say hoes, and I don't know what the youth do besides that. I don't do youthful shit either, dude.
What did you do today? What time did you wake up?
That's a good question. No, I woke up at 10:30. I answered some emails like a professional. Then I ate a grilled cheese sandwich. And I hopped on the bus, and then I came up here. Then I smoked some reefer.
You sound very young.
I was pretty young.
Yeah, you sound very young.
But then I listened to Atlantic Star for an hour. And
so
like
what?
Barry
Wait,
White.
So what?
Atlantic Star.
Atlantic Star?
Oh, you need to look this shit up.
What's
bro.
Atlantic Star?
Atlantic Star is like this 80s R&B group. And it's just like, imagine like some funk music, but like all synthesizers. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
You've never sounded more age appropriate. It's good. It's not a bad thing. It's good.
Well, do that. Do that then. What else do they use?
Is there leather on your sweatshirt in like patches?
Yeah, man. This is like some Eddie Murphy shit I got on right now.
And chinos.
Polo, man. Yeah.
What's on your hat? Is it Pokemon? You're in a fucking Pokemon hat.
This is what you need to get the youth on your side. You need Pokemon Scullies.
But if I dressed exactly like you dress now, I would look homeless.
It's a look that I've been tailoring for years. Newly homeless is my swag.
I don't use the word swag. Is that a problem?
But yeah. Swag's not leaving. It's not leaving. Have a drink. That's step one. Embrace the fact that swag is going nowhere. And it doesn't even matter if Ruth Bader Ginsburg says it. It's still going to be a thing.
How often has Ruth Bader Ginsburg mentioned swag?
Probably once a year, I'd say.
Wow.
Swag is on the docket.
How do you do with ladies?
Man, tonight I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I just have the show tonight. The jacket is killer. This bitch tried to buy this shit off me for $45.
How much did you get it for?
I got it for free.
He's going to fuck her, don't worry. But you got it for free.
Wait. I got the jacket for free. She offered me $45 off my back. Tonight.
Why didn't you sell it?
Well, because I had already gotten two other chicks' numbers. And then she tried to play me sweet. I was like, she was like, give me the jacket. And I was like, give me your number. And she's like, hey, give me my number. You give me the jacket? I was like, what type of dumbass deal is this? You give me the number, that opens negotiations.
I don't have that ability.
I'm going to eat the rest of this cookie while you figure it out.
That could be the name of your podcast. I'm not going to top that. Jamel can be found hosting some weird trivia thing.
Trivia night, Hard Times in Springfield. None of y'all will be there.
Wait, you're saying this isn't a Hard Times in Springfield trivia night type of crowd?
You could catch me waiting on the H8 bus on select Fridays.
Hate bus!
What up, though? What up, though? Northeast chilling. What's up?
You don't live in the Northeast. You live in the...
But I go. I got friends out there, and I hang out at the library.
You live in the suburbs. You hang out at the library and dress like this, and you get women's numbers. What the fuck is going on?
On paper, too. I don't even got a cell phone, nigga.
Oh, my God. You don't have a cell phone?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I sure don't. I need one, but...
Yes, you do.
But here's the thing. When I'm the last person on Earth without a brain tumor coming out of my eye socket, y'all all will thank me.
Nope. That's not...
I don't know why y'all would thank me for that, but...
Can we give him another cupcake before he leaves? We only have like 30 more. Yeah, give him a cupcake.
Y'all got some cream cheese frosting in this joint?
No, that's for me. Yeah, give it to
him. I'm back on red velvet. You know what I'm saying? Everybody left. I'm back.
I can't figure you out.
That's a part of the strategy.
Yeah. Yeah,
this cupcake is so good.
You're really good. But everything on paper says you're going to be awful.
I mean, if you look at my stats on paper, this is like... It's like the Cleveland Browns. It's a terrible organization.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, like Cleveland's good now. Get the fuck out of here.
But you're kind of like the Baltimore Ravens. You're like, you have that record?
Right.
Did you have that quarterback and you have that record?
How did it happen?
You got a murder on the team. That's good.
Then I Ray Rice, your stupid ass.
Yeah. That makes no sense.
That's another way to get the... Say things that don't make sense. Use pronouns. Use proper nouns as like verbs. Do you like that?
That's some use proper nouns.
As verbs. I just Kanye'd this bitch at the fucking... That's what she tried to sell. She tried to get my jacket. I Kanye'd her. I was like... Let me finish.
Jamel Johnson, everybody!
Hey, wait, stop. Brandon, I got you a birthday present.
Oh, thank you!
Yeah, this is special. You were saying you couldn't get numbers.
I can't get numbers.
You're not good with women.
I'm not good with women.
I got you a lesson from a pickup artist.
Really?
A very famous pickup artist.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Hawk Johnson. Hawk Johnson. He's going to give you a lesson.
Well, thanks. Will you play Hawk on?
Yeah, we'll play him on.
All right, here's Hawk Johnson, everybody. Hawk!
Yes.
Thanks for coming to the show, Hawk.
Hawk Johnson coming at ya! Gotta be honest, Hawk Johnson, that's just a stage name. My real name is Hawk Penis.
That's pretty good. Hawk! For the listener at home, you're...
I teach classes in the art of seduction, Brandon.
Okay, Hawk.
I'm a pickup artist. You know what they call a pickup artist in France?
What?
A pickup artiste.
Oh, that's good.
Right. Yeah.
That's good. Okay, Hawk.
Brandon, I heard you've been having some trouble with girls.
Not really.
I heard you're a loser.
No one said that.
I heard you're down in the dumps.
I'm fine.
I heard ladies talk to you and they say, give me money or leave me alone.
Maybe, but... All right.
Because that's what they want, Brandon.
They want money?
They want your money.
Oh, no. I don't have much money.
That's why you're a loser.
Oh, well, they're not really helping me.
Listen, Brandon.
Why are you grabbing your dick?
First rule of pickup artist seduction. You gotta grab your dick and you gotta say to the ladies, hey, ladies, it's a small one.
Wait, why would they want a small one?
Number one rule of pickup seduction. Ladies love showers, not growers.
But you just said it's a small one.
A lady loves it when you say, hey, I'm 8 inches flaccid, 3 inches hard, am I right?
That doesn't make sense. Wait, why would you tap your dick?
Roar!
Hawk, I think you're sending mixed messages.
Brandon, repeat after me.
Yes, sir.
This is my dick!
Do I have to scream it? Or?
Yes!
All right.
This is my dick!
There are many dicks like it, but this one is mine!
There are many dicks like it, but this is mine!
How do you feel? Give this man a round of applause. Give this man a round of applause. I'm a miracle worker. These are the miracles I see every day in my work. Men like him, pathetic losers. Audi belly button, trying to find ladies at the roller rink.
I don't have an Audi.
Brandon, when you want to find a lady, where do you go?
I have a lady.
When you want to find the lady, when you want to find a real mean bitch,
oh,
where do you go?
Roller rink.
You go to a roller rink.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the answer that I hear every single day from little puny losers like you.
That's kind of mean, Hawk.
You got to remember, you got to meet ladies. You can meet them anywhere, okay? You can meet them in public, okay?
Wait, Hawk, really quick. How do you meet a woman not in public?
You can meet a woman in a public restroom.
That's still public.
You can meet a woman in a public defender's office.
That's fair, okay.
These are the zones of love. Write this down. Zones of love. Step number one. How many times have I said step number one tonight? There are a lot of step number ones.
Okay, that's a good...
This is my dick!
You mean it? You just say...
It's a call response.
Oh. This is my dick!
There are many like it, but this one is mine!
There are many like it, but this one is mine!
It seems that there's diminishing returns on
this. Brandon... So, Brandon, you go out, you see your bitch, okay?
Wait!
You see the bitch, and you say... But instead of calling her a bitch, women hate that. You gotta call them a target, okay? So you see the target.
Wait,
You go up to the target. You go up to the target. You gotta look nonchalant, okay? You gotta go up to the target. You gotta nag the target. Am I right? You gotta nag the target. You gotta say something really mean to her.
I know what those words mean, but in that sentence, they made no sense.
So go up to a girl. Let's get a girl. Let's get a target in the audience. You, ma'am, over here. You, ma'am, please come up to the stage. Give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applause. Give her a round of applesauce. Okay.
Okay.
So I see this bitch on the streets. And I say, hey,
Hawk,
how's it going?
It seems really sexist. I'm sorry, do your job.
I'm a pickup artist.
I know you're a pickup artist, but it just...
I'm a sexist. I'm into sex.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Oh, that's what sexist means?
Yeah,
you're just into sex?
I'm a sexist.
All right,
so you're gonna go to her. You're gonna go up to her, you're gonna say, hey, you're fucking ugly. Neg the target.
What?
Rule number one. Rule number one. Neg the target. And what do you say?
I think I just keep walking.
Let's give her a round of applause, everyone. Let's give her a round of applause.
Hawk, that didn't really work.
As you can see, my methods work every time. I wrote three things on this piece of paper. I didn't think it would go this long.
That pretty much sums up the show.
Anyway, I think that went well. I think you're going to find some pussy.
I think that was really good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you're going to find some pussy. Explosion. I'm gone. Explosion.